I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eater. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Navy shoots down 21 missiles in Red Sea, and Secretary Austin recovering after surgery complications. The U.S. Navy shot down 21 Houthi missiles and drones launched from Yemen, according to a statement from U.S. Central Command, in one of the largest Houthi attacks to take place in the Red Sea in recent months. According to U.S. Central Command, the barrage, launched at about 9:15 p.m., January 9th in Yemen, included 18 one-way attack drones, two anti-ship cruise missiles, and one anti-ship ballistic missile. The attack was launched towards international shipping lanes in the southern Red Sea, where dozens of merchant vessels were traveling, according to the statement. There were no ships damaged in the attack and no injuries as a result of the massive drone and missile launch. The Pentagon announced that Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III remains at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, Bethesda, Maryland, while he recovers from complications related to a mid-December surgery to treat prostate cancer. According to doctors at Walter Reed, Austin underwent surgery December 22nd to treat prostate cancer, which had been detected earlier in the month following a regular screening. After Austin's admission to Walter Reed last week, the Department of Defense failed to properly notify appropriate parties, including President Joe Biden, about the Secretary's condition. Pentagon Press Secretary, Air Force Major General Pat Ryder, said the department is now looking into that breakdown in communications so that it does not happen again, and that Austin's Chief of Staff directed the DoD's Director of Administration and Management to conduct a 30-day review of the department's notification process for assumption of functions and duties of the Secretary of Defense. For more on the Red Sea, you can visit CENTCOM.mil. And for more on Secretary Austin, you can visit defense.gov. And that's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eater.